Hi, Bob Vila here, ready to help you out with my home improvement tip of the day.
You don't have to invest in a power sprayer to try your hand at spray painting. Start with a spray can and a small project to perfect your technique. You need some space to work, preferably outdoors where you won't have to worry about fumes. If you must work inside, be sure to open lots of windows. Spray painting creates what's called overspray. That's the paint that comes out of the can and doesn't reach the object you're painting, but rather lands on the area right around it. That means you'll need a large drop cloth to protect the surrounding area. If you're painting a small object, you can place it inside a cardboard box to contain the overspray. The key to good results is to spray lightly and evenly, back and forth across the surface in a thin coat. Multiple thin coats will get you a better finished product than you'll get by spraying too much at once. That's what causes unsightly runs and drips. It may take a bit of practice, but it's worth taking a little time to develop your technique. Get more info at bobvila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.